live. Welcome to Pulse of the Caribbean podcast. I'm Keisha, inviting you to join me here as we showcase the finest of the Caribbean. I am a Caribbean woman excited to share the Caribbean with you. Join us on the Pulse of the Caribbean podcast as we shine the limelight on spectacular destinations, notable events, and exceptional Caribbean people making positive impacts around the world. Welcome to Pulse of the Caribbean Podcast. I'm Keisha. On today's Pulse of the Caribbean Podcast, I'm taking you on a visit to Jamaica. I'll be highlighting some interesting information on must-visit attractions, festivals and events, cuisine, and best time to visit. Jamaica is a vibrant Caribbean island with a harmonious blend of music, culture, nature, and adventure. Whether you seek romance, family fun, or solo explorations, Jamaica promises an unforgettable experience, from a stay in popular locations such as Ocho Rios and Montego Bay to the capital, Kingston, and other beautiful locations to explore in Negril and St. Anne. Whether you're dancing to reggae beats, exploring waterfalls, or sipping Caribbean drinks by the shore, Jamaica invites you to embrace its rhythm and beauty. Here are some important things to know before visiting Jamaica. Choosing your location. Jamaica is one of the largest islands in the Caribbean, so where you decide to stay depends on your preference. Montego Bay, known for its Doctor's Cave, where you can unwind on soft sands and enjoy the sparkling waters. Explore the resorts, including popular Royal Decameron Cornwall Beach Resort with its private beach. Don't miss attractions like Rose Hall, Mayfield Falls, and the historic Greenwood Great House. We'll share some more on other attractions later. Ocho Rios. This port boasts stunning scenery, world-class resorts, and breathtaking beaches. Visit the iconic Dunn Rivers Fall and Park, where you can climb the waterfalls amidst lush greenery. Relax at Ocho Rios Bay Beach, known for water activities and cruise ship views. Explore Turtle River Park, home to a turtle pond and kids' play area. Here are some other areas to explore in Jamaica. Cliff jump at Rick's Cafe in Negril, one of the world's top bars with spectacular sunsets and ocean views. Embark on a rum tour at Appleton Estates in Elizabeth or Worthy Park, where you'll learn about rum production and enjoy tasting. Bask in soft, powdery beaches, Doctor's Cave Beach in Montego Bay, and 7 Mile Beach in Negril. Savor incredible seafood and take in the sunset at various eateries. So, what are some of the must-visit attractions in Jamaica? Certainly, Jamaica offers a plethora of must-visit attractions. Here are some remarkable places to explore during your visit. Portland and Blue Mountain is the best place for hiking. The Portland Parish boasts Jamaica's longest coastline, over 75 caves, and lush tropical vegetation. The highlight is Blue Mountain Peak, rising to more than 2,256 meters, 7,401 feet. Consider a pre-dawn hike to catch a breathtaking sunrise view. On clear days, you can even see as far as Cuba. Blue Mountain is the best place for a freshwater dip. Featured in the 1990 movie of the same name, The Blue Lagoon is a 55-meter deep, 180-foot extinct volcano surrounded by greenery. The meeting point of cool, refreshing water springs and warm seawater creates stunning color changes throughout the day. It's a refreshing spot to soak up nature's beauty. Reach Falls is one of the best places in Jamaica to enjoy waterfalls. Located in the eastern part of Port Antonio, Reach Falls offers 4 waterfalls. The standout is Reach Falls itself, with underwater caves, a heart-shaped jacuzzi mountain view, and lush vegetation. You can walk, wade, and swim your way up to the falls following an unmarked jungle path. Frenchman's Cove is the best place to enjoy tropical scenery near Port Antonio. Frenchman's Cove is where water from the Blue Mountain flows into the Caribbean Sea. The magical combination of sea and river, framed by tropical greenery and a white sand beach, creates a captivating experience. Dunn River Falls and Park is a stunning waterfall near Ocho Rios, where you can climb the falls under the guidance of local guides. The lush greenery and cascading waters make it a must-see natural wonder. Checa Cove in St. Anne's is the place for bobsledding in the rainforest. Feel the adrenaline rush as you race through the rainforest on a bobsled. The lush canopy surrounds you. The glimpses of the magnificent Dunn River Falls adds to the thrill. 9 Mile is the birthplace of reggae legend Bob Marley. 9 Mile is St. Anne Parish offers a glimpse into his life and music. Explore the museum and play homage to this iconic musician. 7 Mile Beach, Negril. Take a leisure stroll along the endless white sands of this iconic beach. The sunsets here are pure magic. Green Grotto Caves are a fascinating natural wonder. Located in Falmont, between the resort towns of Ocho Rios and Montego Bay, Jamaica, the caves were once used as a shelter by the native Arawak Indians. These largely unexplored caves have a rich history, including the artifacts of the Arawaks. Take a guided tour to uncover their secrets. Yaman Adventure Park, formerly known as Prospect Plantation, is an 18th century estate. The park invites adventure enthusiasts to enjoy mud buggy rides, open air carriage rides, horseback riding, camel rides, and even swimming with dolphins. River rafting on Martha Bray. Drift along the tranquil waters of the Martha Bray River on a bamboo raft. Your guide will share legends and stories as you soak up in the scenic beauty. Plus, who knows, you might even cross paths with Olympic sprint legend Usain Bolt. Jamaica, the land of sun, rhythm, and vibrant culture, also hosts an abundance of events and festivals that will ignite your senses and leave you with an unforgettable memory. Whether you're a music enthusiast, foodie, or simply seeking adventure, here are a few events that you may plan for your visit to Jamaica. Reggae Sumfest. As the birthplace of reggae music, Jamaica proudly presents Reggae Sumfest, a week-long festival showcasing the best reggae and dancehall artists. If you're a music lover, this is a must-attend event. The festival has a rich history, attracting music enthusiasts from around the world. The festival spans over a week, with the main nights from Thursday to Saturday. Activities include an all-white blitz party, sound system explosion, beach party, and the main concert. Performances include Reggae Sumfest lineups such as artists that are both iconic and rising stars. Past performers have included legends like Veris Hammond, Luciano, Anthony B., as well as contemporary talents. Cultural experience beyond music, Reggae Sumfest also offers cultural immersion. Attendees can savor delicious Jamaican cuisine, explore arts and craft vendors, and soak in the lively atmosphere that embodies the island's spirit of joy and unity. The 2024 stage at Reggae Sumfest is scheduled for July 14 to 20 in Montego Bay, Jamaica. International recording artist Babyface is set to perform. Rebel Salute, held in January. The Rebel Salute Music Festival brings reggae royalty to Ocho Rios. Expect live music, delectable foods, and captivating art. Jamaica Jazz and Blues Festival. Past headliners for this annual event in Montego Bay have included Gladys Knight, Celine Dion, John Legend, and Air Supply. Traditionally held over 3 days during the last weekend of January, the festival transcends genres. It's a harmonic blend of jazz, R&B, blues, Latin, reggae, soca, and other musical fusions. Other events include the Jamaica Food and Drink Festival, calling all foodies, held in October. This festival offers everything from fusion cuisine to street foods, cooking demos, and wine tasting. Innovative chefs and culinary enthusiasts unite. Blue Mountain Coffee Festival. Celebrate Jamaica's world-renowned coffee against the stunning backdrop of the Blue Mountains. Sip the finest coffee in the cool, misty hills. Jamaica Rum Festival. For rum aficionados, this festival is a dream come true. Explore tasting tours and workshops by local distilleries to learn about the incredible history and craft of rum. Negril's Reggae Marathon, rated as one of the best marathon experiences globally. This event combines good vibes, breathtaking views, and reggae music along the course. Runners from around the world return year after year. Jake's Off-Road Triathlon, not for the faint of heart. This off-road triathlon in Treasure Beach includes a swim through the Caribbean Sea, a mountain bike ride, and a trail run. The vibe attracts participants of all ages and abilities. Jamaica Carnival. The streets of Kingston explode in color during the annual Jamaica Carnival. Jamaica Carnival typically takes place from Easter Sunday until the following weekend. Merrymakers parade to dance hall and soca beats. Secure your costume early or enjoy the festivities from the sidelines. Dream Weekend. Summer means Dream Weekend, an unforgettable five-day beach experience in Negril. Non-stop parties at various venues ensures the party never stops. Remember to check the events calendar for specific dates, venues, and more information on Jamaica's tourist website, which you can find online on pulseofthecaribbean.com. Now on to the best time to visit. The best time to visit Jamaica depends on your preferences and priorities. Let's explore the different seasons. November to mid-December. During this period, Jamaica experiences pleasant weather with temperatures ranging from the mid-70s to the high 80s Fahrenheit, around 24 Celsius to 31 degrees Celsius year-round. Hotel and flights deals are abundant, making it an ideal time for budget-conscious travelers. January to March. These months constitute the peak travel season in Jamaica. The weather remains idyllic, with high temperatures between 82 Fahrenheit to 87 degrees Fahrenheit or 28 degrees Celsius to 31 degrees Celsius. However, room rates can spike per night at some hotels during this period. Key events include Rebel Salute, St. Anne's in January, and the Bob Marley Birthday Bash Negril in February. April to June, average temperatures range from the mid-70s to 80s Fahrenheit, 24 degrees Celsius to 31 degrees Celsius. The weather can be a bit rainy, but golf courses and beaches are relatively quiet. Hotels often offer incentives to visit during spring. Notable events include Carnival, All Island in April, and the Ocho Rios Jazz Festival mid-June. July to October. Flights and room rates are at their lowest during these months. However, this period falls within hurricane season, so travel insurance is advisable. Jamaica has historically experienced hurricanes in late August and early September. In summary, consider your priorities. If you're seeking budget-friendly options, November to mid-December is ideal. For optimal weather, January to March is the peak season. Spring offers quieter beaches, and summer provides cost savings. Jamaican dishes to try. Certainly, Jamaican cuisine is a delightful fusion of flavors influenced by African, European, and indigenous ingredients. Here are some mouth-watering traditional Jamaican dishes you should definitely try. Jerk chicken. A fiery and spicy dish, jerk chicken is marinated in a blend of Scotch bonnet peppers, allspice, thyme, and other aromatic spices. It's then grilled or smoked to perfection. The result, tender, flavorful chicken with a kick. Ackee and saltfish. Jamaica's national dish, ackee and saltfish, features the ackee fruit, which resembles scrambled eggs sautéed with salted codfish, onions, tomatoes, and Scotch-bonnet peppers. It's often served with dumplings or boiled green banana. Curried goat, slow-cooked goat meat, marinated in a rich curry sauce with onions, garlic, and Scotch-bonnet peppers. The tender meat absorbs the flavors beautifully, and it's typically served with rice and peas. Bami, a traditional Jamaican flatbread made from cassava yuca flour. It's usually fried or baked and served as a side dish with fish or other savory dishes. Rendang, a delightful seafood stew made with coconut milk, fish, often mackerel, onion, tomato, and spices. It's simmered until thick and creamy, then served with bami or rice. Escovitch fish, whole fish, usually snapper, is fried until crisp, then topped with a tangy pickled vegetable medley of onions, carrots, and Scotch-bonnet peppers. The combination of flavors is sensational. Pepper pot soup, a hearty soup made from callaloo, similar to spinach, okra, yam, and various meats, such as salted pigtail or beef. It's seasoned with thyme, scallions, and Scotch-bonnet peppers, perfect for warming up on a cool day. Rice and peas, a staple side dish in Jamaican cuisine. Rice and peas consists of rice cooked with kidney beans, coconut milk, thyme, and Scotch-bonnet peppers. It pairs wonderfully with jerk chicken or curry dishes. Remember, Jamaican food is not just about taste. It's a celebration of culture, history, and community. So when you savor these dishes, you're experiencing a piece of Jamaica's soul. When planning a trip to Jamaica, here are a few important things to consider. Your entry requirements, passport. Ensure your passport is valid for the duration of your stay. You'll need at least 2 blank pages for entry and exit stamp. Visa. You don't need a visa to visit Jamaica. Typically, you'll be granted entry for up to 90 days and a departure date will be stamped in your passport. Travel documents. U.S. citizens present a valid passport when leaving and re-entering the United States. Residents should also carry their alien card or green card along with their country of citizenship passport. Canadian citizens, a valid passport or government-issued ID with a photo, along with an official birth certificate, Canadian residents must also show their permanent resident card. Remember, travel entry and exit information is subject to change, so be sure to secure entry and exit requirements before your trip to Jamaica. Return and onward ticket. All visitors must travel with a return ticket or onward ticket for entry into Jamaica. Flights to Jamaica. Jamaica is well connected by direct flights from North America, the UK, and other parts of Europe, as well as the Caribbean. Consider booking a flight that suits your travel needs. Many visitors opt for packages that include flight accommodations and airport transfers. Transportation within Jamaica. Arrange airport pickups through your hotel or other transportation providers. Now, here's a wrap-up summary on location, location, location. For beaches and water sports, consider Negril and the North Coast. Montego Bay and Ocho Rios offer excellent dining scenes and proximity to natural attractions. If you're interested in Jamaica's music scene, Kingston, the capital, is the place to be. Treasure Beach, South Coast, and Port Antonio, North Coast, provide a taste of low-key, laid-back Jamaica. For hiking in the Blue Mountains or exploring remote cockpit country, organize trips from Kingston or Falmouth, respectively. Whether you're dancing to reggae beats, exploring waterfalls, or sipping Caribbean drinks by the shore, Jamaica invites you to embrace its rhythm and beauty. For more information on visiting Jamaica, check out our travel page on pulseofthecaribbean.com, where you can connect directly with the various Caribbean tourist boards to learn more about travel requirements and other details for your visit. Thank you for joining us on Pulse of the Caribbean podcast, where we shine the limelight on spectacular destinations, notable events, and exceptional Caribbean people making positive impacts around the world. We are one Caribbean. Spread peace and love. And if there's one thing you can do, be kind and never look down on someone else unless you're helping them up. Pulse of the Caribbean podcast is a production of pulseofthecaribbean.com. I am the Pulse of the Caribbean, and so are you. Connect, network, and engage with us regularly. I am a Caribbean woman, excited to share the Caribbean with you. Experience the essence of the Caribbean right here with us. Be sure to follow and subscribe to our podcast on your favorite streaming platform. Visit our website, pulseofthecaribbean.com, to read interesting articles, and visit our travel page to connect with tourism sites in the region. Check us out and follow us on Facebook, and tell your family and friends about Pulse of the Caribbean podcast and pulseofthecaribbean.com. Until next time, may God bless you. One Caribbean, one love.